Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun,
dun. This is taking a really long time.
Rolling oh, hey. 20s. Oh, wait.
Chris, how old is that song?
I think it's like the early 2000s.
Whew.
So can I tell you something? Yeah. We've been going through our house like old boxes of stuff. And so I literally have floppy drives. You remember zip drives?
Yes. So
yeah, Omega. Okay. I don't know if they still exist as a company. So like all my stuff from college, and I have all of these CDs that were made, and like
oh my gosh,
they're so old that like the writing is smudged on them. So I'm like literally having to go through all of them to see if they're, you know, they're all scratched or if they actually have it. And I actually had that was the last one I went through. The last song I listened to from one of those mix CDs was Roll Out by Ludacris.
Hilarious. We have that CD as well. So, I mean, we age well together. We're the same way. When we moved a couple of years ago, we went through everything and found so many CDs, and it just broke my soul. Because I'm like, oh man, how am I supposed to get all of the music off of here? Like, we don't even have a car that is a CD player. Nothing we own has a CD player.
I know, but it is like a gold mine of seeing all these like random like college radio station CDs that we put together back in the day.
Right?
Just all these thing. Random bands.
Yeah, you like illegally downloaded music from Napster and burnt your own CD.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm not sure how I got this because it's that old. But I may have had friends. Uh-huh. I'm looking at some of them. So I've been downloading them onto my computer, you know, so we can, and then, you know, so I don't have all these CDs, so I can just get rid of them. But I have like a million CDs, but I'm tired of lugging them around.
Oh,
I have no
so
idea
many.
What the CDs is. Yeah, so Ludacris.
Dun, dun, oh, good. Dun. Well, that was a long intro. Hey.
Hey, everyone.
Hey. Welcome. We're back. I mean, it's been a while, Chris. I think last time was like right before Thanksgiving,
if you're really?
From the States. Seriously. So we're, I don't know, what is it, December?
3 weeks, yeah.
Oh, oops, sorry. You know, the thing is, Chris, we're doing really well with the less is more. Our listenership keeps growing. So thank you. If you're just tuning in, we're hit or miss here with our quote unquote weekly episodes. But there's some gems.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Something like that, Chris. I think people are just hard up for entertainment, so they're binging our garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
sorry desperate. About that.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll keep showing up if you'll keep listening. That's how this works. And even when you don't listen, we're still here because we think we're funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're hilarious.
Hilarious. But I mean, we're rolling in here and moving into the holiday season. Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate currently going on. And Christmas is coming up next week. What a
Kids
week away.
Very excited.
Yeah, a week away from Christmas. It's the holiday that wasn't this year for me. We didn't decorate. I couldn't. It, you know, I'm like that. To me, it just brought so much attention to the holiday that can't be. So I'm like, forget it. I'm just going to pretend like it's another day and keep moving.
I'm with you.
Plus, I just don't like decorating.
We've overcompensated with the kids.
Of course you have.
Yeah, just because of that, right? They're not able to get with kids, you know, their friends, and not able to see family. Because of just, you know, a whole host of factors. So we actually have two Christmas trees we bought this year.
Wow. So you're the cause to the Christmas tree shortage.
Is there really a shortage?
There is a shortage this year. People are sold out. We're sold out last week of Christmas trees all over the country. Craziness.
Not all over. There's plenty here. There's plenty here in Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of them have gotten second shipments, and they were like, no, we're going to be sold out. Which is good, because I always hate when they cut down trees and then they just get mulched or thrown away. Or I mean, it's such a waste, because it takes forever for those damn trees to grow.
5 to 8 years.
Quick process. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna start a Christmas tree farm, by the way.
Well, you better get cracking there. You need to have some planning in place. This is not an overnight success story.
You just throw them in the ground and just watch them grow. They look beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I knew someone who owned a Christmas tree farm. That is far from the truth.
I know, very hard. But yeah. I was like, man, the prices they get for them anymore.
I mean, boy, here in California, shit's expensive.
How much is a tree out there? For like a normal size tree-ish, like I don't know, 8 footer, I guess, or 7 or 8 footer.
Yeah, it depends on where you go. If you go to one of the ritzier sections of the city, anywhere from 150 to 250.
You're kidding me.
No, not at all. Not kidding. Can't kid about that. It's ridiculous. I'm like, wow, that's, no, I'm not buying that. If you go to kind of the more, eastern portions and some of the more like, I don't know, I wouldn't say lower cost, nothing is low cost here, but just some different areas around in different neighborhoods have them a bit more reasonable, but still I would say you're $60 to $100 for a tree.
Wow.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I paid 45.
Nice. Yeah, that's reasonable.
So I don't feel so bad now because you're getting two.
Right.
It all evens out. Tally prices.
Price for one. It's a twofer for you.
Twofer.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Also, yeah, don't forget the most famous holiday is coming Festivus. Up as well. Festivus for the rest of us.
I know, Chris. We were going to do an airing of the grievances. I mean, we shit the bed on that, didn't we?
I think Festivus actually is on December 23rd, right? If I'm correct. Remembering.
Yep.
Actual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we should probably do a podcast on the 23rd. Not that we're very good at doing it on a weekly basis.
Right. That would be good, though.
But that would be perfect and just airing the grievances. I have a lot of grievances with a lot of people.
Okay. I'm all for it, man. I mean, we can, you know, have a couple beers and then really start to air our shit out.
Yeah. You and Brooks are going to have the pizza string.
We could totally do it. We could live stream it. This could be our new thing.
Perfect.
Right?
Okay. God, I don't know. Was that like an arm wrestling or
tackle? Pizza strength. I don't know. Yeah. We'll start that like girly hand slapping, you know, where you just move your hands real fast. Not your whole arm, just your hands. And see who drops first. Oh, Chris.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We have good ideas. We just never execute on any of them.
It's the story of my life. It's going well in my business, by the way.
I love it.
Oh, the idea person. Can I just tell you, I think I have ADD.
I think we both do. You have not heard this podcast.
Oh my gosh. I am 100% serious. Today, so case in point, I was editing my other podcast, which by the way, Chris, people tell me I'm an amazing host. So I don't know what your problem is. You're bringing this whole show down. I just got to say, because
I guarantee
amazing.
That. And I, if you find someone better, anyone, you can ditch me.
Been trying for years. You keep showing up. Anyway, I was editing my other podcast and all of a sudden I stopped mid edit and was like, oh, I was supposed to write this email and stopped. I was started writing an email. And in the middle of the email, I started editing my webpage. Chris,
yeah.
What the shit?
We're two peas in a pod, Sarah.
It's terrible. And then 45 minutes later, I'm like, oh yeah, let me get back to editing the podcast now.
Oh no. We work closely together, so we can appreciate our strengths and
yes.
Well, we only have strengths, but
mm-hmm.
I'm looking. You know, as I said before, I moved out of the. We got a new office set up at home, so I'm actually looking across my desk into my wife's desk, and she has this daily planner, has all of her list of all the things that she needs to do, mm-hmm. all the open items, and she's like really good about that. I do that, but I have like 22 pieces of paper that have some things here, some things there, and I try, Sarah, I try to be really good, like each project, what are the tasks that are open, right? But the problem is, when I start writing those out, then I start thinking about all the other things from mm-hmm. other projects. I'm like, oh, I can handle that real quick. I can do that email real quick, right?
Yes.
And so I jump and send an email. So I never actually get my list. So I still have a list from like September. and I'm still working because I just keep, as I think about it, I'm like, that's an easy thing I can do. I don't, you know, my wife's fantastic. She'll write like 22 emails that she needs to send on her planner. She thinks through that in an organized way, where I just bounce around and start sending the emails or do whatever. Like, oh yeah, I can do that. It'd take me like 2 seconds. Yeah. And then, you know, as you indicated, right, then you're like, oh, I can do this then because you saw the other email that in your inbox or this and that. And it's like, then 5 days later, you're like, oh, hey, I'm back to my list here. let me keep adding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm terrible.
Definitely. It's such a problem. But I had an epiphany over the weekend. I said to Brooks, okay, I think I need to just start physically writing things down and not making lists, making very specific 3 to 4 item to do things a day. Because.
You have ADD?
Yes. Because I have ADD, as Brooks so wonderfully added. So I, you know, got out the old Target app, ordered myself up a whiteboard that's a big calendar and has a whole note section on the side with a little cork board on the bottom, like straight out of 1990. But I will tell you what, my productivity has gone up 100% this week because I wrote things down every single day. Like, here are the 4 things that you have to do today. That's it. Just do those 4 things. And everything else is gravy on top of it. Oh, it's been great. I just love it. It keeps me so organized. I got my little post-its. I had so much clarity. So maybe don't write down all the things. Just write down like for one day. That's my advice. 3 or 4
key things. Yeah.
It's my breakthrough, Chris. I'm sure I'm missing 80,000 other things that I need to be doing, but I've got those 4 fucking things done. Hey, so win. Hey.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like when you look at what successful people do, and this might be all BS, but you know, it's like they wake up early and before they check email, before they check voicemail or whatever those, you know, things you do, is like they think of the 3 or 4 things they want to accomplish that day.
Right.
Right. And then you execute.
Yep. Yeah. That's so what I'm doing.
If you put like 29 successful things, you can't do it. Right. So.
Yeah. And I have a really nice Notion doc. Actually, my Notion, do you know Notion? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say Notion? Yeah. So Notion is the equivalent for you of like OneNote, but 300% better because you can do so many different things in it. It's just great. And so I use Notion for everything, like all my content planning, and I had my to-do lists and my entire business plan, and like everything is in Notion. But you know what the problem is, Chris? If you don't have that shit up all the time on your computer, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing or working at. So if I can quickly look to my left and see, oh yeah, I didn't do those 2 things yet today.
I agree. Yeah, and I struggle too. Is like when you're in meetings or like, you know, talking with people, and like it's much quicker to type things out, right, to keep up with the conversation, to keep up with the to-dos. Yeah. But I find when I put them on like the digital like that, I'm much less likely to actually execute on those things versus when I write them out.
100%.
And I don't know if this is a man thing or just a me thing, or I don't know, probably there's some psychological issue I have that does this. But I find when I actually write down the things that I'm supposed to do, they leave my little brain, and then I start, and then I actually start doing all the things I didn't write down.
Oh, you see the opposite problem. You're like, I wrote it down, so it must already be done. What's the next thing I should do?
Well, it's just out of my brain. It's not like rattling around in
Right.
And so I write it out, and I'm like, it's out of my brain, out of sight, out of mind. So it's almost feel like, so yeah. So
yeah, that's you, Chris.
Is it me?
Yeah.
It's not a man thing. It's just a me thing.
No, I think it's just a you thing. Yeah. Brooks is very good at keeping on task and getting things done, but also has those days where he's like, oh my gosh, it's 4 o'clock. What the heck have I got accomplished today? Because people interrupt him with 9,000 things. That's one thing I don't have the excuse of, you know, when you work for yourself, you make your own interruptions by checking Slack or Twitter, or, you know, whatever else you've got going on, whatever community you're part of. So I've gotten much better about that, but yeah, that's my win. So there's your PSA early this week. Write it down.
I guess I can use that because I think I have like 7 employees, so I can blame them for bugging me.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair. I think that's legit. It's good.
It's never my fault. They're my somebody fault, Sarah. Else. Someone else.
Somebody else is to blame. Well, what else has been going on, Chris, since we haven't talked in 3 weeks?
So only in 2020 would we have a record-setting snowfall in central PA before Christmas.
Yay!
Yeah, oy, we got about, awful. We got about 15 to 18 inches yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I was outside. You know, I realize, you know, each year, in the past few years, I mean, I know you were here for, you know, for a couple of those more recent, you know, we didn't have a lot of snow in central PA. Right. We had like one random big snowstorm, I think, in March, probably the last year you were here before you moved out to Cali.
It was April. April, Chris? Yeah. April.
It was March.
Just saying.
March. Anyway, so, you know, I think we got like 6 inches all last year. That's mm-hmm. what she said. Sorry.
Well timed.
I know, you know. I don't think anyone appreciates my humor or my wife's family text message chain because my sister-in-law said, "Hey, we're supposed to get 12 to 18. First thing I said is, "That's what she said." And then no one responded to that.
Did you make them uncomfortable? They were like, "I don't know what to say. It's making sex jokes."
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. But I realize how like out of shape, truly out of shape I am. Like, yeah, like I have one of those snow plow shovels that's like on the side. We couldn't use that, right? So it's easy when you get a few inches to kind of plow it, you know, to really lift and use your back or any kind of muscles because you just use your weight to go down the hill or push.
Right.
When you're moving 18 inches.
Oy.
I know.
I do not miss it.
Oh my goodness. I even have a tractor to like, you know, the bucket to push it, but still you can't get everything perfect. And then, oh my gosh. So I'm sore today. I'm sore.
That sounds terrible. I don't even know. I mean, you know, we have friends and family still back in Pennsylvania. So we've been talking with them over the last few days. And yeah, you sending us pictures. I saw pictures online from folks who live in like New York and the Boston area. And yeah, I don't miss it at all. I mean, just not even a little bit. No, I'm not a fan of the snow.
Well, I mean, up towards Binghamton, I think they got 40 inches. So, I mean, that'd be
40
intense.
40 fucking inches of snow.
I don't even know what you do with that.
Seriously, where do you put it? I mean, there's nowhere to go with that. Nowhere to put that.
You dump it in the river. That's what you do.
Well, I know, but not everybody lives right next to the river. What do you do if you live in the mountains, jackass? You can't dump it in the river.
You just push it down the hill.
Oh, okay. Totally makes sense now. Oh,
look up below. Now, so the kids have been had an awesome time, but they're 6 and 8 and they are terrible shovelers.
Oh boy. They're out there.
It's like one little patch of the driveway. Is shoveled like all the way down to like the asphalt, but there's like everything else. I'm like, why is it in the middle of the driveway? You have a random 5 foot strip. This is where I got. This is where I started, Dan. I'm like, but does that make sense?
How do you get to the middle? I mean, I don't even know, kids. That's so funny.
Yeah, just it's yeah, it's like the most random things they start with. I'm like, why are you there? Don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
Oh, funny enough, Brooks always used to make fun of me for the way I shoveled, too. He'd be like, no, I'll shovel. You don't shovel right. I'm like, how can you shovel wrong?
Wait,
but then
what is
I
that?
Hear
yeah.
your example
I mean,
and think, maybe.
I know mowing the grass can be tricky. I don't know how you can shovel wrong.
I don't know either, but I didn't know.
What did you do?
I don't know, Chris. Let's ask the peanut gallery. What did I do? How did I shovel wrong? Come tell us.
So she doesn't strategically shovel in a pattern where you can like clear out one side and then push the snow to like the edge of the driveway so you can make a pile. Not the edge of the driveway, but like the side. You would just like start shoveling in the middle. It's like eating the brownies in the middle instead of the edges. That's how you shovel.
I didn't start at the edges though, or in the middle. I started at the edges. This is what I mean.
You start in the middle so you can plow it out to the side. So you go inside out.
Well, yeah, but how do you get to the middle? You have to shovel from the edge to the middle. My brain hurts, Chris. I can't anymore.
Can you walk to the driveway through the snow?
Oh, nobody's doing that. That's not, no. Because then you pack down the snow that you just walked on top of. There's a whole etiquette here, Chris. Come on. Don't be telling me that
you walk to
the middle of snow and pack all that. No. That's not how you do it. Well, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I know. Well, I will tell you, like, we rearranged, like, the 2 days before this storm hit, we rearranged our whole, like, garage barn setup. So we moved the car out, moved the tractor in, backed it in just right so that it's facing, just pushed right out. So.
Oh, yes. I remember having to do that. Yeah. Always had to move the cars around in the driveway, move things around on the deck. Like, where do you put stuff? A lot of strategery at play to prep for a snowstorm. Ridiculous.
All the stress. And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. Is I wholly expected to lose power from the storm. Because
I'm kind of shocked you didn't.
I know. We have a wood stove in our garage, and I was like ready for the generator. Like, it's all the times when you're prepared for something, it doesn't happen, which is good. Like, I'd rather be prepared for this than not lose power. But we literally lost power last Friday. Just beautiful blue sky.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not even a breeze.
That sounds about right.
I live out in the boondocks.
Unreal. I don't get it, man. I just don't.
It's all the dead ash trees taken. They're taking out the lines.
Sure. Squirrels. I know. Squirrel.
Speaking of having ADD, that movie, that dog from Up.
Yes. I know. I do feel like that's me on a daily basis.
I know. Oh, well. It's terrible.
I'm getting better. I'll just write it down. Be fine.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is I want to do so many things, and I want to do them all right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I can't do them all.
I have four books on my desk that I want to read.
You know, I have so many books that I bought in anticipation of this year. Oh, I hear a beer. And I haven't been able to read. I cannot focus on reading. It's kind of... Goddamn peanut gallery.
Now, do you think it's because of just all the chaos? Like, your mind starts wandering when you start reading and you don't... Yeah,
it does. Yeah. I can't focus. I just have too much stuff going on. I'd love to read. And I have a lot of really amazing books that I'm trying to hammer out, but we'll see. I don't know. 2021 is coming, Chris. And I am going to work at boundaries. That's my word for 2021. Do you ever do a word of the year? This year was pivot. Huh, how apt was that? Didn't even know.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yes. My word of the year for 2020 was pivot. I feel like a fucking top. I just keep spinning and spinning.
When did you start doing this word of the year thing?
Did you
have previously? I'm curious.
Did I do it in 2019? I might have just started it in 2020. 2019 was more
you
like...
You should not do that then, because obviously that...
It was bad. It was bad. Bad juju. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Terrible. I can't remember. That's the other thing. My memory is completely shot. It's just gone. I just feel like stress overload. No memory left at all. It's disappeared. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Drinking. I heard a beer.
Yeah. Brooks is drinking.
I'm with you. Listen. I'm with you. It's crazy busy.
Oh. It's insane. But I have to tell you, we've had good apartment antics because, you know, here in California, we don't have snow. Thank you. We have fire and we have out of control Rona. So I'm not quite sure which is worse, but the fires are under control. So that's good. The Rona is not out of control. We got the nice little alert, you know, the alert system that they use usually for serious natural disasters. We got one for COVID, like, hey, COVID's pretty bad. Should stay in your house unless you need to go for an emergency. Oh, okay. Cool. So there's nothing to do but observe, you know? We're getting everything delivered. I like the delivery. Mm-hmm. But then what do you do for entertainment? There's only so much Netflix. So thankfully, apartment life, Chris. I tell you. Seen some gems.
Oh my goodness. Let's hear it.
Well, so a couple of weeks ago, I went out and took the dog, you know, bathroom break midday. And there was some, a little bit of commotion going on, a couple of people carrying a mattress out, meeting some people on the street. I'm like, oh, whatever. So I see them loading the mattress on the car, and I see an animal on a leash, assumed it was a dog, got a little closer. Nope, goat pajamas.
A what?
Uh-huh, a goat in pajamas on a leash outside of the apartment.
I thought it was llama in pajamas.
Yeah, I wish it was a llama. That would have been good. I know.
It's a goat. It's awesome.
A goat in pajamas on a leash. I'm like, what? What? I don't. Okay.
Maybe it's their. What's that saying for animals that emotional? What's
emotional that? Support animal.
Yeah, emotion. Name is the emotional support goat.
I don't know. It was quiet. I was real nervous Frankie was going to see it and freak out because, you know, he hates other dogs on a leash. He's fine if they're off a leash, but when we're on leash, then, you know, he doesn't like dogs. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, if he sees this goat, you know, they're loud. I'm like, what's going to happen? What's he going to do? He's never seen a farm animal before.
Yeah.
So bizarre. Yeah. So the goat on the leash, that was kind of interesting. And the so same day.
Like, wasn't it like on like a dog leash, by the way? I'm just trying to visualize this. That's really not.
Like a harness.
Mm-hmm. And was it, and was it like walking normally? Like a, I'm just thinking of a dog, right? Like there's like.
Yeah. Yep. Huh. Had on the chest harness and then the leash in the back and pajamas. And it belonged to the people who were getting the mattress put on the top of their car. It was full of stuff. I have no idea where this goat was fitting in this car. But they all left together, so it was in there somehow.
They left the complex?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The goat isn't at our complex. These are people who came to get a mattress from somebody else.
Oh.
Exited the vehicle with a goat in pajamas on a leash. Got the mattress on the roof, back into the vehicle with the goat in pajamas on a leash.
You should write a book.
I mean, I feel like one of these days I'm just going to live tweet all of the crazy shit I see around our apartment complex.
Yeah, you really should.
I just don't have the time for it. I couldn't possibly keep up. I think it was the next day that we saw the Amazon guy take a leak behind the recycling dumpster. I'm like, we can all see you. What are you doing?
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I was like, this is not a secure area. I'm not quite sure what you're doing here. Was he going to get, what was it? Uromycetosis poisoning? Is that what Jerry said?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, when nature calls, I guess.
I guess. I mean,
at least he was social distancing. He wasn't going into public areas.
Oh, there's no public area to be had here. It's just real interesting around here. I'm not sure. And the amount of people who still don't wear masks just drives me nuts. And now we're just real like passive aggressive about it, right? They send out all these emails all the time. Oh, be friendly to your neighbors. Make sure you wear your mask, socially distance, blah, blah, blah. Well, we see somebody walking down the hall. We'll be like, oh, yeah, we don't need to wear a mask at all, do we? So making friends with everybody. But come on. I mean, we're almost a year into this shit. You know, just wear a mask. Be fine. Yeah. So those are the two most entertaining things I've seen over the last few weeks. There's always like the building 6, you know, I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. The crazy lady, it's not nice. I shouldn't call her crazy, but she has some very erratic behavior. How's that? She's throwing water out of her bathroom window, like hurling it.
maybe it was clogged.
I don't know what she was doing. I'm like, you live on the 4th floor. What are you doing? What is even happening? Oh, it's so bizarre.
Oh my gosh.
So bizarre. I just like, don't know.
You know, it makes me appreciate living in the middle of nowhere more and more. Not being around people.
I'm telling you, it's entertainment. I just don't understand what people are doing. And the amount of people that talk outside of our like bedroom window is kind of in the little alcove where the door is to our building. So the entryway. So there's, you know, kind of a cutout and it echoes in that space. So many people talk on the damn phone in that space at like midnight, 2 a.m. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you out there? And why are you talking in a space where you know it's going to echo? What is the matter with you?
Oh, man.
So I always open up the window and yell, shush. You don't have to be mean. You just go, shh. And people are like, oh, sorry. That's how I attack that, Chris.
Yeah, seriously. I'm dumbfounded by this goat on a leash. I can't get past that.
I came in and told Brooks.
If you saw that around here, like someone had a goat, exactly. That was a pet, like it makes sense. Like you're in the middle of nowhere, like you're surrounded by fields and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. You're in town or city.
Right. We're in suburbia. It is like the concrete jungle here. Yes, goat on a leash in pajamas. I like to add the in pajamas because
that is amazing. I've never seen in pajamas. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, even that's. What is it, like 60, 70 right there now?
Yeah, it's usually.
Well, then you wear pajamas or goats.
68 to 72-ish here, yeah. Yeah, and it was midday, so it was nice and warm. It wasn't cold. I don't know. It's just crazy. People lost their minds.
You know, goats eat like everything, so that's why you'd see like a goat patrol to like clean up the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. They do. They eat everything. I had a goat growing up, Chris. Nanny goats. Yeah, nanny goats. And she had kids, and she hated everyone. She wasn't very nice. She'd eat my mom's hair. No, everybody loves me, Chris. Come on. You're ridiculous. I've never had an animal that didn't like me. They all like me.
Did you keep the goat?
We sold her. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. See? There's a random fact. Random fact for the day.
What did you do with the kids?
Told them too. Yep.
Oh man, there's your goat time.
I know, right? But our goat never wore pajamas.
Well, when she move out in the country again, you can get pajamas and goats.
Right? It's not gonna happen. No. Can't have any of that.
My kids try and talk my wife into getting some animals like that. But she's like, no.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is.
A lot of work, Chris. That's what Sarah, I got. That's what's going on.
Sarah, I think to end on a bad note, I don't know if when we talked last and stuff like that, but I am animal-less now. My old man.
Yeah.
We had to take the next steps with him, but he's a much better place. So.
Yeah, he had a good long life.
Really honest, like 17, 18 years for a lab. He lived the dream.
He really did. Yeah, I think actually we recorded just a couple of days before you ended up having to put him down, which is unfortunate. But yeah, man, I know our Gussie, he's going to be 18. Whew. Like, that's buddy, you just keep going. I don't know.
Keep plugging away.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Chris, but I am glad he had a good long life, and I know he was very well taken care of. So that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So appreciate it. Anyway, yeah, that's all we have. Lots of snow. Mm. Lots of crazy people in Cali. I mean, there's crazy people here in Central PA. We're just more spread apart, so we can't see each other.
It's true.
You know, one last funny thing is I was texting a colleague of mine, and I was asking him, because he has a fairly long driveway, and I asked him like if he, you know, how he did sledding with his kid. They have a 5-year-old, and they said they didn't get out today, but they're going to plan to get out tomorrow, and they have this massive hill, so it's really good. And I said, hey, how did the tractor go with getting your driveway plowed out? And I said, did you get stuck? Because I almost got mine stuck a couple times. He's like, no, it worked out really well. He's like, it's actually kind of funny, you know, I put a lot of emphasis, like I normally do, on getting the driveway cleared, because, you know, going to work, you know, all kinds of things that, you know, we're stuck at home. So it was just really like an oxymoron of like trying to make a mad dash to get the driveway cleared, and you're like, wait, I got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So then we joked about we need to make sure the Amazon or other, you know.
Yes. Be nice to your delivery people that they can get
delivery
there.
People, yeah, so they can get up that hill to his house and stuff like that. So that's I don't think my mail went today. So.
What? My it's the whole thing. Oath, you know.
No yeah.
Sleep, no rain.
I don't. Yeah, I question how frequently mine always goes. It, most of the time. But my I have my mailbox mm-hmm. is one of those like plastic, like polymer type mailboxes that are fairly popular, yes. like the Home Depots or Lowe's and stuff like that. And so it has like the plastic like screws that clip in like the mailbox part to like the trunk of the mailbox.
Yeah.
And several years ago in like a heavy wet snow, like that thing just like the mailbox just went flying.
Oh gosh.
And so I know like, you know, a lot of people would fix that. I purposely didn't fix it because I'm just like, it'll just fly off and that's like my design, so it doesn't break the thing. So anyway, so that happened last night. So there I am trying to put it back on this morning. It was like snowing really hard, like 5 p.m. last night. And I'm like, hey, my son's like, hey, the mailbox fell off. Dad, I'm like, that's fine. It's by design. I say, can you go pick it up for me and bring it down here? I want to see if there's any mail.
Did he? That would have been amazing.
He did. He went across the road, grabbed the mailbox, and I'm like, is there anything in there? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bring it down.
Oh, so
we literally set it by our front door. Because I was worried that, like, because it was fairly early in the snowstorm that it fell off, so I was afraid when it kept plowing that it would just get buried, and I'd have to be digging around like a dumpster trying to figure out where it was in all the snow pile.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so we took a mailbox and this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, I put it back up. So the mail carrier may have gone by earlier before I got my mailbox back on.
Nice. He doesn't just throw it in the snow, like, here. This is where it's supposed to be.
It's not like Funny Farm.
Oh, okay. It should be. I do. Yeah.
Funny Farm.
It's not Funny Farm. I'm with you.
All right. Just making sure.
Okay, Chris.
All right. That's it. Be nice to your. That's a good PSA, right? Is be nice to your package and mail delivery person.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
It's like. You know, as many packages as we've received because of not going out, you know, and shopping at all these stores, you know, virtually. So kudos to them being able to get all this stuff out. Because literally it's daily. Something is being
oh my gosh. It's
ridiculous.
It's insanity. I know. They're working so hard and I really do appreciate all of them. I tried my best to kind of like lump everything together that I had to order for Christmas presents for other folks for that reason. Because I just, they're overwhelmed. It's crazy.
I know.
Whew. But thank you. If you're delivering, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, I already gave my PSA, Chris. Do you have one?
That was just mine. Just be like, be nice to your.
Be nice. That's your PSA. Your okay.
Package delivery person.
And on that note, you can follow us in between episodes on Twitter at Can I Tell You Funny and Instagram, Can I Tell You Something Funny. I'm not really on there anymore. Sorry. Really bad about it. I have been better at Twitter. I've been retweeting funny things. But you can follow my personal Twitter at Sarah Nosox. Hop on over and check out the webpage at canitellyousomethingfunny.webflow.io. Check out all our episodes. Rate, subscribe, review, all the things. Share with your friends. We appreciate it. I mean, it's the little podcast that could. It's growing and growing.
We do. Thank you.
Yeah. Till next time, Chris.
All right. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.